We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what you're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not married to sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kith. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not married to sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
And oh, during all that, we also find out the Justice Department's targeting parents. Whistleblower came forward and over two dozen parents, the counterterrorism measures of our Justice Department, of the FBI, used against moms and dads. No wonder Americans have had it. No wonder they're fed up. No wonder they're concerned. And this is the committee that's supposed to be on the lookout for this kind of ridiculous stuff. Not to be supportive of it, but to try to stop it.
Jim Jordan speaking straight to the American people there as he is talking about what we have learned, what the House Republicans have uncovered about what this Justice Department has been involved in. We heard in the, I don't know, how long ago was it? Months ago, probably around the time Glenn Youngkin was elected governor of the state of Virginia, about how they were looking into parents who were concerned about what was taking place in their kids' classrooms. The majority of that was regarding mask requirements and wanting to make sure that kids had the ability to attend school, show their faces if they so choose, and giving kids the opportunity to start being kids again. But also part of the concern was, yes, that old phrase that we hear now all the time, critical race theory. Critical race theory is a methodology that educators are using in the classroom. Critical race theory is not a subject you go to between math and English. That's not what critical race theory is. Critical race theory shows up in your kids' classrooms in math class. How? Well, we all know word problems, right? You remember going and taking a math class and you learn some sort of concept and then comes the word. Weren't the word problems always at the end of the lesson? It seems like every time you learn something new and you took a test on it, the end of it was always the word problems. Well, those word problems are generally speaking scenarios, you know, like if a train leaves Chicago and another train leaves Lexington and they're going this, you know, that's the way a word problem is assembled. It's a story with presumably real life scenarios that a student is supposed to read and apply the concept that they learn. Well, the story doesn't have to be about trains. It could be about anything. And what critical race theory does as a methodology is it takes advantages of situations like that to use an opportunity to provide a word problem in a math class to a student using something that potentially reflects a race relation issue or, you know, some sort of concern that might come out of what we have now learned to be critical race theory. And if you're not familiar with it specifically, go read the original documents I have for myself. And what you come to learn is that anti-racism is at the root of what critical race theory is, it's not enough to not be a racist. You have to be actively anti-racist. And in order to be anti-racist, you have to first identify, of course, I don't know what the color of your skin is. Side note, here's a little asterisk. You're going to go to the bottom of the page and you're going to read, Annie does not care what color your skin is. Did you check it? Okay, moving on. I don't know what color your skin is, but if you look in the mirror and you see somebody whose skin is white looking back at you, you need to quickly understand and accept your privilege. And if you look at a kid in a classroom and you're an educator, you need to quickly look at their skin color and understand their privilege. If you are somebody whose skin has pigmentation that is darker than mine, I suppose, although I really set the bar on the white end. I have freckles. I have freckle. I'm that type of person. But if you're somebody who is a person of color and you look into the mirror and you see that person of color standing back, you need to understand something specific about the person in the mirror. You need to understand that that person is a victim. If you're an educator and you're in a classroom, it's the first day of school, first person to walk into your classroom, person of color, victim. Next person walks in, white, privileged. It's that simple. Those are foundational pieces of the puzzle that go together to show educators how to start to begin to be anti-racist. Now, of course, it starts with what color your skin is individually as an educator. You need to know, as a white person, I need to check my privilege at the door. And the only way I can do that is if I actually acknowledge it to begin with. But to understand that if somebody is a person of color, they inherently come with a set of I don't know if baggage is the right term, but they are an oppressed individual who has been victimized by people like you. So not only is that person the victim, you need to understand that they've been victimized by you. I know you've just met this person, but that's foundational to critical race theory. Parents are not okay with this. How could they possibly be okay with this? I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care what color your child's skin is. Aren't we kind of the mind here that when people walk into a classroom for the first time, that you want the educator in that classroom to get to know your kid for who they are, not what they look like? Is it really that difficult for people to understand? Of course it isn't. Which is why when we talk about these issues, people scream and shout, and you have instances where you have social media outlets that are shutting people down from even discussing these things. You have people who want to say, what do you mean? Why wouldn't you want to be anti-racist? I mean, like, if you say to someone, are you anti-racism? Most people are going to go, yeah. Let me correct that. Every single person I know in my life would say, of course I'm anti-racist or anti-racism. Well, that is something that you associate with yourself. But anti-racism has to be an action, according to critical race theory. And the only way that it counts is if you suppress white people and use that as an opportunity to elevate people of color. Which means we have departed from that idea of content of character. We have lost the idea of not looking at someone's skin color and immediately making judgments. The idea behind critical race theory is first and foremost that the skin color is the most important part of the puzzle. You cannot go into critical race theory methodology until you first observe your own skin color and the skin color of the person who you are conversing with or potentially in charge of or potentially in the charge of. This is what the left wants, and parents across the country aren't having it.
I mean, this is totally outrageous. I think as we all knew something was going on with this, we heard about this and people felt like there was an effort out there to silence parents. Well, now we know that it was true. And I think Americans are getting increasingly frustrated knowing that our taxpayer money, our government agencies, it seems like are not doing what their intended purpose is, which is working for us, the American citizen. It is, you know, going to further a political narrative very clearly for one side.
So here is a document. The House Judiciary put this out yesterday. This is a document that was sent to Attorney General Garland. And it is signed from Jim Jordan and Mike Johnson in Congress. Here are a few anecdotes that the House Republicans are identifying, saying, we have learned from brave whistleblowers that the FBI has opened investigations with edu officials, threat tag in almost every region of the country and relating to all types of educational settings. The information we have received shows how, as a direct result of your directive, federal law enforcement is using counterterrorism resources to investigate protected First Amendment activity. Well, folks, would you like some examples? Because they offer some. Here are some people who are being investigated, Americans who are being investigated by the FBI with the powers of counterterrorism resources. Example number one. In one investigation begun following your directive, the FBI's field office interviewed a mom for allegedly telling a school board, quote, we are coming for you, end quote. The complaint, which came into the FBI through the National Threat Operations Center snitch line, alleged that the mom was a threat because she belonged to a, quote, right-wing moms group, end quote, known as Moms for Liberty, and because she is, quote, a gun owner, end quote. When an FBI agent interviewed the mom, she told the agent that she was upset about the school board's mask mandates and that her statement was a warning to her organization that her organization would seek to replace the school board with new members through the electoral process. That was enough to have her investigated by the FBI using counterterrorism resources. How about another example here from the House GOP? The FBI's field office opened an investigation subsequent to your directive into a dad opposed to mask mandates. The complaint came through the National Threat Operations Center snitch line and alleged that the dad, quote, fit the profile of an insurrectionist, end quote, because he, quote, rails against the government, end quote. Quote, believes all conspiracies. Excuse me, believes all conspiracy theories, end quote, and quote, has a lot of guns and threatens to use them, end quote. When an FBI agent interviewed the complainant admitted they had, quote, no specific information or observations of any crimes or threats, end quote. But they contacted the FBI after learning the Justice Department had a website, quote, to submit tips to the FBI in regards to any concerning behavior directed toward school boards. Again, this dad was investigated by the FBI under counterterrorism measures. One more example. In another case initiated after your directive, the FBI's field office opened an investigation into Republican state elected officials over allegations from a state Democratic Party official that the Republicans, quote, incited violence, end quote, by expressing public displeasure with school districts' vaccine mandates. This complaint also came through the FBI through the National Threat Operations Center snitch line. This is what the United States FBI is doing to parents across this country. Parents who are out speaking about how they feel their children are being managed in a public school environment that is operated, run and paid for by tax dollars, paid for by these families, speaking on behalf of their children, are being investigated by the FBI using the resources that come from taxpayer efforts to counter terrorism. The Democrats are going to get so smoked in November. Smoked. We're going to take a quick break. I want to hear from you on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Have you personally been affected by a supply chain shortage? Of course, we've talked quite a bit on this show, my personal experience of trying to find baby formula for my kiddo, who is doing okay as of this point. I'm so glad she's over 11 months. At 12 months, she can have cow's milk. And we definitely will be doing that because I don't want to take up formula that other people need. But where's the end in sight? Baby formula, certainly there's a shortage among a recall that took place. Cars, computer chips, so many different things. And we heard yesterday from Congresswoman Mary Miller, who was talking about something that is needed to help one of their tractors on their farm. This has widespread consequences for our economy. Have you experienced it? Vote yes or no. And if you have, let us know how. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back in just a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Interact with Annie on Facebook. The Annie Fry Show.
And strong love grows. She grew up good. She grew up slow. Like American honey. Steady as a preacher. Free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going.
So the fact that things like inflation can happen and it can become more expensive to feed your kids and to fuel your car is exactly why people need to be able to be in charge of how many mouths they're going to have to feed. So I think the fact that we're seeing this jump in expenses, that we're seeing people having to pay more in the grocery store, pay more at the pump, pay more for housing, is a reason that people are saying, I need to be able to make my own decisions about when and if to start a family. So I don't think we're going to see them. I don't think it's like about comparing them or contrasting them. I think they reinforce for people just how big of a responsibility it is to take care of a family.
Gas prices are up. Better get rid of those extra kids I got. Good grief, lady. Have you no soul? That's Representative Katie Porter. She's from California. She makes the rounds. I give her credit for being incredibly consistent. That's about it. I mean, think about that for a second. Inflation is another reason why women need to have the right to choose. As if the choice doesn't exist before the baby is conceived. And I say that, I say that in a way to illustrate that if you are going to have sex, you might get pregnant. And if you're going to have sex, you need to be prepared to be pregnant. I mean, there are a host of ways that you can work to minimize the likelihood of that happening. I mean, we've talked about this on the show before. Like, hey, high five. I'm a big fan of abstinence before you're married. I understand that's not like culturally realistic. But if I don't say it, who's going to say it? So I'm going to put it out there as an option for anybody to consider to save yourself for the person who you choose to spend the rest of your life with. And if you are not looking to have a kid, but you do conceive a child, then it's going to be conceived in a family that's going to love and support it. So if the unexpected happens and you become expecting, that it's not like, oh, but you know, gas is $4.40 a gallon, and I just don't really think I can pull this off right now. It's, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It is important for people like Democratic Representative Katie Porter to come out on television shows. I don't know which one she was on. Do you know which one she was on? It's not on here.
No, I don't know offhand.
To be speaking in such a casual, passive way about abortion and a woman's right to choose because it dehumanizes and it devalues the whole process. Here it is, as I looked at where I sent it to you. It was on MSNBC with Lawrence O'Donnell. That abortions need to be so casual that the cost of gasoline is a factor into whether or not one might choose to have a baby or not. There are things that you do as a grown person when gas is high, where you make decisions ahead of time so that when you're halfway down the path of whatever said decision you make and you know gas prices are high, you're not stuck in a position where you just abort the mission. Let me give you an example. If you were thinking, oh, we're sitting in St. Louis, Missouri, let's pick Route 66, the great mother road. I could sing the song for you and tell you all of the cities that it hits. John Mayer covered it. I know it well. Let's say it's been your dream bucket list to get in your classic car and drive the mother road. Well, guess what? If your classic car, do classic cars take diesel?
Some do.
Let's pretend it does.
Okay.
Let's say your car is a diesel engine and it is now going to cost you $5.13 to put a gallon of diesel in your car. If you are ignorant to the cost of gasoline and you decide to get in your car and you drive, and all of a sudden it looks like, oh, you're getting real close to E, better pull over and get gasoline. And you pull in to the gas station there, and you're shocked. Oh my gosh, have you guys seen gas prices? They're out of control. I can't possibly afford this. Maybe you should have considered the price of gasoline in your diesel classic car that probably, do they get good gas mileages? Old cars don't get good gas mileage, right, Brad?
Some of them did, but for the most part, they weren't really concerned with
that's
it.
That's like been the whole part of the development of cars. I mean, even to the point of government regulation where there's been a minimum requirement for MPGs. You are halfway through your vacation, then you go, I can't do this. I got to turn around. Abort the mission. Nobody does that because you obviously are paying attention to the cost of gas. If you have a couple brain cells rolling around in your head to rub together, to put together a thought, you don't get halfway through this and go, I can't do this. Gas is out of control, people. Have you seen this? I can't afford to do this. Because if you couldn't afford to take the trip in the first place, because you're going to need gas, you're going to need housing, you're going to need, you're going to probably want to do some souvenirs if you're taking a vacation, if you're going through this process. I mean, like, this is kind of equitable to what this woman is saying, only she's saying, just abort the mission in the middle of the whole process. You make those decisions before you choose to get in the car and drive the mother road. I didn't use that as a pun. Well, that was a good one. I like it.
I see what you did there.
I didn't until just now.
Shh, take credit.
I have arrived at my own pun in this moment. That doesn't, you know, that's not to say that maybe you did plan everything ahead of time. Maybe you did save up for this. Maybe you were driving on this vacation and all of a sudden gas, like, we're setting new records every day. The cost of gasoline, we're setting new records every day. And maybe it's gone up 20, 30 cents a gallon and it's within your budget to do that. But when you're on the road, your tire goes flat and it causes your steering to wiggle a little bit, and as you pull off, you kind of scrape the side of the road, and now you have to fix your car, and you have to fix your tire, and you have to pay for the expensive gas, and all of a sudden, things got really difficult and really hard. Sometimes that happens. In the instance of that, you've got to call an audible, and you've got to make a decision that helps you get back onto what you were doing, or get back home, potentially, but to equate that instance of the cost of gas is really high, says Katie Porter. This is the part of inflation, so on and so forth. Like, it's funny to me, Democratic rep from California, that you're going to use inflation and high gas prices as a way to say, yep, you girls go get your abortions, instead of, like, fixing inflation and gas prices. Like, that is your job. That's why you're there. Go fix the problem that we sent you there to fix. Or, better yet, get the heck out of the way of the American people and the economy and let it do its thing. They do not have a true understanding of what the American people get about what they're saying. They don't understand quite yet how much Americans are going, you guys are freaking nuts. Americans across the country are saying, listen, I don't want a 24-week-old viable baby being ripped out of their mother's womb. Because I'll tell you this right now, folks, they take them piece by piece. Don't believe me? Google it. Not with little eyes around, though, because it's horrific. They don't understand, these politicians who are clinging to these incredibly, I mean, extremely far left progressive platforms, that the American people just aren't there. There is not a majority of people that are there. I'm not telling you that they're on the far right. I don't think the American people are on the super conservative, as a whole, far right fiscally or socially. There is a huge percentage of Americans that shifts around the moderate middle. And what the Democrats are doing is they're taking the middle and shifting it so far left that people are starting to feel like they might be on the moderate right. And it's strictly because of what Democrats have done to the Democratic Party. I heard this clip on Fox News the other day, over and over and over. Nancy Pelosi saying, it's time for my Republican colleagues to take their party back. She literally says, they used to be pro-choice. And I'm like, get the hell out of here.
What?
Crazy lady. Go back to your home. Somebody give her a pint of ice cream or a pint of something. I don't know.
A pint.
Just give her a pint. If you're in the position to give her a pint, you know which pint to give her. I don't. Probably ice cream. You don't drink, but a boozy float? Have you ever seen
people? I've heard of them, yes.
One time on a wild hair, my brother, sorry if he's listening right now, it was a hot summer day and we were at my parents' house and he was like, I wonder if a margarita float would be delicious. And I was probably pregnant at the time with one of my dozens of children. And it turned out everybody was like, this is pretty good.
Oh, really?
I never tried it. Oh, I was looking at it like, I think I could vomit after that. But I was looking at it also thinking, could be good. But a margarita float.
Couldn't do it.
Nancy Pelosi could. With very fancy ice cream. I want that ice cream. I want to try her fancy ice cream. I consider myself an ice cream connoisseur. If you've listened to the show for a long time, if you're here for the first time ever, if you've not been listening for a whole long time, I want you to know one thing for sure. I'm a conservative person. The second thing I want you to know is I don't know what you are, and I don't need to know what you are. I'd like to talk to you. And if you hear half of what I say, a tenth of what I say, all of what I say, any amount of those, and you think, I agree with her on everything, or there's one thing that I like about her show, and it's this, that the normalcy of conversation that is we're going to try to have take place here, except on Fridays, you got to listen if you know you know. The normalcy of what we're trying to talk about here, I want average Americans to be represented. And when we're talking about how the Illinois House has uncovered the way that the FBI is investigating parents with counterterrorism resources, we're not anywhere near normal in our representation right now. And I see people on the left and I see people on the right who are serving in government right now and not representing average American people. We're going to blast some of those Americans on the right when we come back with Wiggins and Wiggins America. I think we're going to play a game. And
I like games.
I mean, we're going to see how it goes. But I think Wiggins has a game for us. And it has to do with government spending. And I am looking forward to it. A reminder, I want you to go vote on that Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Have you personally been affected by a supply chain shortage? And I'd love to know what it is. If the baby formula thing has affected you or maybe your grandchild, I want to know about that. If it's a computer chip thing, if it's something else, because I think there's a lot of stuff that's like, if it's your industry, you know your specific lane of issues you've had, tell us about them on the Annie Fry YouTube live channel. We'll be back in just a minute with Wiggins. Don't go away.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Let's see how we can spend more money at the government level while we're talking about how Americans are suffering around every single corner. Wiggins America, let's do it.
It's Wiggins America.
So, as you can tell by the music, a little bit different. A little bit different Wiggins America today.
This is really over the top.
Thank you.
This is the most work you've ever put in anything.
It's true. And I did it right at the last second.
I know. We were literally waiting to start the show so this thing could import.
Yeah. Brad's going, oh, good, please import. And I was like, it'll be fine. And it was. All right. So the game we're playing here is called Is It More Than We're Spending in Ukraine? I'm going to list a few things here. And you can tell me whether or not you think it's more or less than we're about to spend in Ukraine. This isn't even including all the money we've already spent. This is just the money we're about to spend.
$40
billion.
What can you get for less than $40
billion? What can you get for less or more? Because a couple of these are more. So I'm not going to... I'm throwing a couple of curveballs in here.
It's either... We do actually need to guess.
You have to guess.
These are not all...
It's not just all proving a point.
Okay.
A couple of these are actually more than we're spending in Ukraine, but not a lot of them.
Okay.
All right. First one, both of you take a guess at this one. The entire cost of DoorDash and Instacart put together.
Ooh.
Is it more or less than $40 billion?
I'm going to just go less. This is, as a test taker, I think that the first one should be less. Otherwise, bad choice.
That's a good instinct. Brad, are you going with that too?
DoorDash and Instacart together.
Yeah, the entire cost of the company.
Like, the federal government could own DoorDash and Instacart and screw the whole thing up at once.
Yes. Okay. Exactly.
For the low price of less than $40 billion, I'm locking in.
Okay.
I'm going to say over.
You are incorrect, Brad. DoorDash and Instacart only cost $21 billion put between them.
It's a deal.
Yeah, it is a deal. Now, we're not advocating that the government buy those companies and ruin them.
Or anything.
Or, yeah, nothing. In fact, all of these other things could go private, and that would be fine, too.
Fantastic.
How about NASA?
I'm going to go over. I hope / don't hope, but I'm going to go over.
Now, when you say over, you're saying that it costs more than $40 billion.
NASA is more expensive than $40 billion.
Okay, Brad?
I'm confused with this question because are we asking about, like, to buy NASA?
Does NASA cost more than $40 billion?
Like the budget of?
I wouldn't say to. Yeah, you're right. That's a part of the question.
Is NASA
annual
up for
budget
purchase?
Are we asking the annual budget?
Yes, not to purchase NASA.
Okay. Then I'm going to say under.
Elon Musk could probably be legit interested in that.
You're right.
I'm going to say under.
And at a yearly budget of $22 billion a year.
Holy cow, you could have almost two NASAs.
It is, in fact, less than we're going to spend just in a few minutes, probably, in Ukraine. Because
oh
we've already spent more than this. But 20th Century Fox. all of 20th Century Fox. It was just purchased by Disney, so every single movie franchise that's ever been made by 20th Century
but not Fox.
Fox
News, because Disney doesn't
except
own Fox
for Fox
News.
News, that's
what's,
right.
What's their organization? How are they not Fox?
Are they still called News Corp?
Maybe.
Okay. But yeah, it didn't include Fox
20th
News.
20th Century Fox?
20th Century Fox. All the entertainment properties of 20th Century Fox.
I don't know, less.
Now, this is public news because this was just purchased by Disney. It was actually more than $40 billion. It was $71 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, we're talking about... How valuable is that that every single person probably in the world knows something.
Now the government's going to be like, we could do $71 billion in Ukraine.
We could purchase that. Shoot.
We could throw that out there.
Like, it's not even our money.
Yeah, exactly. All right, how about this one? Greenland. And I do mean purchasing Greenland.
I know, like Trump.
Like Trump tried to.
Like, how much Greenland is asking or how much Trump would pay for it?
How much was it valued that he would have to have paid or the U.S. have to have paid to
Greenland
purchase
to be more.
Greenland?
I'm going to say less.
Annie is correct.
Oh,
on this.
Yes.
It was valued at $1.7 trillion. Now, if you just do their GDP, it's actually way under $40 billion, which is just $3 billion. So,
I didn't look it up though.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that I thought of when we were discussing this through our group text. And the more I thought about it, I'm like, why didn't we buy Greenland?
Think about what
we've spent recently.
Yes.
We should have Greenland.
Yes, we could have paid
no
double what they were asking.
Here's the thing though, to buy Greenland, you have to have a seller. And I believe what the issue was is that they weren't selling.
I think he's right.
So
I don't think they wanted
it.
To be bought. Yeah, Denmark, I think, owns it technically.
Yes.
So they would have had to say.
Let's just talk to Denmark.
I know.
That's what we did. The PM said no.
It's just fun. That was such a funny story.
It was great.
Because there's legitimate reason to actually want to buy Greenland.
I mean,
it was Trump doing it, it was just funny. But we should have done it if we could do it.
That would have been a modern-day Louisiana purchase.
Yes.
And it would have been amazing.
Let's just also remember that maybe Trump will be president again, and maybe we'll have Greenland.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the cost of the dollar is lower than it was, though.
Is change it to be called Really Iceland.
Yes, me too.
Right?
Iceland or Really Iceland?
Really.
I think you call it Trumpland.
Well, I think if Trump buys it, it'll probably be called Trumpland.
It'll probably be called, like, Magaland.
Ultra Magaland.
Ultra Magaland.
I can see that.
And it'll have a king.
What else?
All right. All Russian government debt.
Oh. Do they even have debt?
They do have national debt, just like most countries
Less.
Do.
Over.
And he's right again.
Oh, dang. Man. Cut that clip.
All Russian government debt is $21 billion.
K-Matt says Magalandia, and I'm for that.
I'll do that.
Magalandia.
Yeah. We should make some sort of game out of it like Candyland. Like where you
out of Greenland?
Like you buy Greenland for kids, you know, like a board game for kids. How do you buy Greenland? Make it all fun and make it a magical land. Yeah.
Okay.
Here, this one was one we kind of talked about.
Hunter says, "Let's call it Iceland." And when Iceland doesn't like that, we take them too and rename them Greenland. Plan, make it so.
If there's anybody that's going to do it, you know who will. Donald Trump. All right.
His greatest accomplishment was correcting the Greenland
Wouldn't that be
Iceland
crazy?
Debacle.
That honestly would be what he would be remembered for more than anything. You remember that guy about 100 years ago? He purchased Greenland?
Iceland?
And
you mad?
Iceland?
Yeah.
You mad?
And he switched their
he
names.
He bathed in gold flakes, too, I think. All right.
Like when you get to Greenland, there's a billboard and it's Trump with like two thumbs up. It's Iceland. A red tie.
Yeah. 2 million U.S. adoptions.
Two million.
So the average cost of a U.S. adoption, depending on if you go through agencies and what, is about $20,000 per couple, per child.
I could do the math here. Since
yeah.
you told us that.
Right. It'll take you a minute.
I'm going to guess that it's a trick question and it's the same.
Yeah, you're pretty much right. Yeah, I did the math reverse just because I thought, gosh, with
you could adopt
the
2
news
million,
of the day,
you could adopt 2 million babies.
2 million U.S. adoptions, and right now, according to stats, there are about 117,000 that are waiting to be adopted in
so
the United States.
So you wouldn't even really need to adopt 2 million.
Correct. There are about 400,000 in the foster system, but not all of them are waiting to be adopted.
Now factor in how many babies have been aborted
right.
that we hear from the left need to be aborted because who?
Who could take
who can
care
do
of
all
them.
Of that?
Yeah. And that's just to fund the adoption. That's not to fund taking care of them for the rest of their lives. That's just to fund them getting adopted to make it free for anybody to adopt a child.
The average cost is, in America to adopt is $20,000.
It's around $20,000. Yeah. It's not cheap.
$500 million to Planned Parenthood on an annual basis. Think about how many families that could help take in children.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's just the passing through of the door of here's your kid, now you've got to raise it.
Yeah, and they're just about to spend it like they're peeing down a hole. Twitter. Is Twitter more or less than $40 billion?
Brad?
It's more.
Barely.
You're right. It's barely more. It's $44 billion is what it's estimated to be cost. And that means that actually all the money that we've sent to Ukraine the last month would owe more than purchase Twitter. Mm-hmm. What about the wall?
Which is ironic because the government previously owned Twitter and now Elon
has
bought it.
Oh, man, you are on fire. The wall, the southern border wall, the entire
less.
Wall.
Yeah, less.
It is far less. It's actually about half of that.
We $21
billion. Yes, you could build two walls.
Like, build one wall and then another wall that's inside that's you just right on there like, haha.
Well, I don't know about that. I would like to build one and then build another one on top of it.
Just super tall.
Yeah, real tall wall.
An ultra mega wall.
Bigger, better, ultra mega. Yeah, the second wall has painted on it, ultra mega wall.
And you remember we shut down the government, was it 2019, over $4 billion for the wall?
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, look, let me just get $4 billion for this thing. No, that's too much. We're about to spend $40
billion. Man, we're dumb.
In Ukraine. Last one. Every single copy of the top 10 best-selling albums of all time in existence, which includes Michael Jackson's Thriller, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Are you talking like the ownership of the actual music?
Album? Yeah, no.
Or like if I buy a
every
record.
Copy that exists
oh.
of all oh, of the top 10 albums ever in creation, Dark Side of the Moon, Shania Twain's Come On Over, all part of that. Just wanted to throw that in there.
Way over.
I'm going to say over as well.
You are both correct. It would only cost about $7 billion to buy every single copy of the top 10 best-selling albums of all time.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, Ukraine, there you go.
Yeah, here you go. Are we going to have any oversight over it? Probably not.
Sorry, guys. I don't know if that was an upper or a downer for you, but it is news nonetheless. When we come back, Tyrus and Illinois governor candidate Gary Rabine. Back in a minute. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.